Kof Zion Tammuz, Friday the 5th of July, Rabbi Moshe Bezalel Grosnas, Flying Sorcerers.
We'll Mietz Hashem get to the Flying Sorcerers, but slowly, we have to head that way. In Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Yudzayin, Simukhov Dalad, asked the following question on Agoda Shal Pesach. It says in the Agoda, Tzei Olamad, Ma Bikesh Lovan Aram Ilasis Liyakov Avinu. So let's remember, Lavon wants to destroy everything. So the Ritva asks, it sounds like Lavon has something to do with Mitzrayim. Because otherwise, why do you bring the Pasuk by Yered Mitzrayim next to Arami Ovedovi? Arami Ovedovi is one thing. Another thing was by Yered Mitzrayim. And what has Lavon got to do with Mitzrayim? Why is he in the Agoda Bechlal? So in Parshas Balak, we'll get to Parshas Matas as well. In Parshas Balak, it says, "Vayishlach malachim and Bilam ben Ba'or Pesoira." Balak sent messages to Bilam. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kufhei Amud Aleph says, "Who is Bilam?" So he says, the Gemara says, the words Bilam, they mean Shabala Om. He mixed up a nation. He caused damage to a nation. That's the Klal Yisrael with his Eitzah ben Ba'or. Shabbat al Beiroi. He did znus with his donkey. So that would sort of, it seems to come out from this Gemara that he's not really the son of Ba'or. Ben Ba'or normally with Taitches, he's the son of Ba'or. No, he's not really the son of Ba'or. Rather, this is all part of his title. Bilam is Ben Ba'or, he's someone that was Ba' al Asoinoi. So we don't know who his father is. The Gemara carries on. Tana. Who Ba'or? You know, the person who's called Ba'or, he's also Kushan Rishosayim, and he's also Lavon Ha'arami. So Gemara, so what does that mean? So Gemara says, Hu Ba'or means he was Ba' al Ba'oroi. He did nus with his donkey. Why is he called Kushan Rishosayim? Because he did twice bad to Klal Yisrael. Once Bimei Yaakov, Lavon ran after Yaakov. And once, much later, in Shvoita Shoftim. A different... Many years later, about 500 years later. And what's his name? Lavon. So now, the way we just explained, that if Ba'or means Bilam, because it's Ba' al Asoinoi, it doesn't mean his father, then it would come out from this Gemara, Bilam is Lavon. Because the Gemara said, Ba'or, who? Shmoy Lavon. So Bilam is Lavon. And Ba'or doesn't mean his father, because Ba'or means Ba' al Asoinoi. It's just a title for Bilam. So Bilam is Lavon. Says Rashi, Tana hu Ba'or, Aviv Shabilam. So Rashi learns that when the Gemara says, Hu Ba'or, Hu Kushan Rosh Hashayim, Hu Lavan Arami, it's Ba'or, the way we understood the Chumash when we learned it, that Ba'or is the father of Bilam. And we're saying that Ba'or was Ba'al Asoinoi as well. Though the Gemara dashes very clearly that Bilam, very clearly from Gezeirah Shavah, that Bilam was Ba'al Asoinoi. The Gemara wants to say from the name that the father of Bilam was Ba'al Asoinoi, and the father of Bilam is Lavan. The Shlach HaKadosh, says no, and the Megala Amukus, because of this question that we only find Bilam was Ba'al Asoinoi, he says we're going to keep the Gemara as we understood it, that Ba'or is the title for Bilam, and Bilam was Ba'al Asoinoi. And if so, when the Gemara says Ba'or means Ba'al Asoinoi, and that is Lavon, that means it's Bilam. Because we only find that Bilam was Ba'al Asoinoi, we don't find that Bilam's father was Ba'al Asoinoi. So we have here two ways of looking at it. Either Ba'or is literal the name of Bilam's father, and he is Lavan Arami, the father of Bilam. Or no, since Ba'or is a title, as in he was Ba'al Be'iroi, so Mistama it's only Bilam, because we only find in Chazal Bilam was Ba'al Be'iroi, and therefore he himself is Lavan Arami, like the Gemara says. Says the Shlach HaKadosh, by the way, don't make a mistake and say I have Rashi against me. Rashi is a Tor Sofa when he says that Ba'or is the father of Bilam, it's a Tor Sofa. Bilam is Lavon himself. And Ba'or means Ba'al Asoina. Yeah, so explains. Ba'or means Ba'al Asoina. It doesn't mean his father.
So how can you say
the Tosefta? No, Rashi. Rashi writes it. He says it's a mistake. Someone put that in. It's a mistake. In Rashi. Rashi that wrote those words, Aviv, Shal Bilam, is a mistake. It's just meant to say Bilam.
So if Bilam is Lavon, then Ba'or is Besua.
Oh, that's another, we'll get there next year. But Ba'or isn't Ba'or, no, Ba'or is Ba'al Asoinoi. Who is his father is another question. We'll see if we get there. Yeah. Okay, now let's bring a few more on that side that Ba'or is Bilam is Lavan. So Targum Yonis ben Eziel, Vayishlach Malachim al Bilam ben Ba'or. Says the Targum Yonis ben Eziel, Veshodar Izgedin Levas Lavan Ha'arami. Balak sent messengers to Lavan Ha'arami. So Bilam is Lavan, not the father. He sent messengers to Lavan Ha'arami. Why is he called Bilam? Says the Targum Yonis ben Eziel, the boy le Mivla Yos Amo Beis Yisrael, because he wanted to swallow Klal Yisrael. That's the lashon of Bilam. And why is he called Ben Ba'or? A lashon of tipshus, bar ish bar v'lo yeda, or lashon of a behema. He was like an animal. He didn't care that his own grandchildren Klal Yisrael he was going to curse, because if he's Lavan, he's the grandfather of Klal Yisrael. If he was Stam Bilam, so you know he was no korov, but he's the father of Klal Yisrael, and he's ready to curse them. Now in this week's sedra, coming to the flying sorcerers, it says v'yishlech oisal Moshe elef lemata. He sent each from each shevet soldiers. Okli hakodesh v'chatzoytshus hatrua b'yodoi. Moshe Rabbeinu sent with them the kli hakodesh in their hand. Says Rashi, zah oroim v'atitz. Why? Because Bilam did kishuv and he made the malachim fly in the air and himself. Therefore, Pinchas waved the tits and they came flying down. Now you might say that l'chayr state in Rashi there was only a flying sorcerer, because Bilam made magic and made them fly and himself fly. So Chayra Shver, that's not flying sorcerers. But there's a Medrash Rabbah that says they all did Kishuv and went flying in the air. So either way, we have flying sorcerers. These were the flying sorcerers. So that's Rashi. The Tanya Yonis of Ben Eziel says that when Pinchas saw, when Bilam saw Pinchas running after him, he did Kishuv and he went flying in the air. Pinchas, not like Rashi that waved the tits, Pinchas said the Shema Kadisha Rabbah, he said the Shem Hashem, and he went flying after him. And he caught him up. He caught him up and he took his sword out of his sheath and was about to chop his head off. And Bilam opened his mouth, betachnunim, and he begged. He said, he swears that he will never curse Klal Yisrael again if you let him live. So the Targum of Ben Eziel says, Pinchas answered him and he said, Antu Lavan Ha'arami. You are Lavan Ha'arami that tried to kill Yaakov Avinu. You afterwards went down to Mitzrayim and you gave the eitzah to Paroi to destroy Klal Yisrael. We'll see, we'll come to that in a minute. Yeah, the Gemara says three people win the eitzah, the Gemara Sanhedrin, three people win the eitzah of Havan Asakwaloi to against Klal Yisrael. Bilam, Yisroi, and Eoiv. Bilam, Sheyoatz, he gave the eitzah to do trouble to Klal Yisrael. Nerag, he got killed over here. Eoiv Sheshosak, Nidim B'Yisurim, as Yisurim, and Yisroi Sheborach, he has Bnei Bonov in the Lishkas Agotis. So upon him, you went down to Mitzrayim to destroy Klal Yisrael. You, this is a Chiddush one, you caused Amalek to fight Klal Yisrael in the Midbar after they went out of Mitzrayim. He told them to do it. And then you tried to curse Klal Yisrael. It didn't work, so you gave the eighth of Znus. And because of that, 24,000 Yidden died. There's no Rachmanus, and he killed him. So again, we see Bilam is Lavan. With the, if we're going on this mahalach that Bilam is Lavan, there's some very geshmaka pshatim in the psukim. It says at the beginning of Parshas Balak, I'm not quoting the whole pasuk, but basically, Hine am yotzo mimitzrayim. They told Bilam, this nation has to be cursed, and am that is yotzo mimitzrayim. What they saying, what they're referring to, they're saying you doch gave the eitz in mitzrayim to make sure they never come out. You were the yoyetz. And it didn't work. Make sure to do it a bit better this time. Hine am yotzo mimitzrayim. Even, by the way, even if Bilam is not Lavan, but Bilam was in Mitzrayim, like the Gemara said, Bilam was in the Eitzah. Even if he's not all the way back to Lavan, but he was definitely in Mitzrayim, as the Yoyetz. Another Pasuk, at the beginning of Balak, it says, Kiravhu. He said, they said to Balak was scared, Kiravhu, for it's a big nation. You know what he's noting? He's saying, Yudok had the Eitzah, Hov Nisak Maloi Pen Yirbeh. They are Rav now, they are big. We better sort them out. We better have a better eitzah than last time. Now in Parshas Balak it also says, "Vayamod Malach Hashem b'mishal akromim in the vineyards. Godem is there, but Godem is there. There's a fence on either side." And what happened? We know the donkey crushed Bilam's leg on the wall. Tilchatz regel es regel Bilam elakir. So if we go back all the way to Parshas Vayetze, the story of Yaakov and Lavan, then we'll remember that they made a pile of stones and a matzeva. They made a pile of stones and a matzeva, and it was a pact that neither of them would go across it, l'ra, to do evil to one another. So that was Yaakov and Avraham. There is a pasuk that says, Yado Edim Tir by Bereshonim. If someone does bad, then the Edim are the first to punish him. Now, if Bilam is Lavan, says the Medrash Tanchuma, if Bilam is Lavan, then he is now going across to do evil to Klal Yisrael. He's breaking the pact. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, this wall, this Gadamizeh, was the wall of the pact that Yaakov made with Lavan. And since he was going across it, Atichas Regel Bilam, on the key, because Yado Edim Tir by Bereshonim, to punish him. As I state in Tagalonis of Menaziel, which is very geschmack, because he is the one that said Bilam is Lavan, he also says this was the place of the pact. With that we understand Rashi. Rashi says this Geder was Stam Geder Shalavonimru. Rashi tells us, by the way, this fence was stones. Where does it come in here? Say it's wood. I don't know, what's the matter? So it's wood. So it's metal. What's the difference? Says the Shlach HaKadosh B'Shem Tzioini, as Pshat is, that Rashi is being meramas to that Medrash. This was the wall that they made the pact on. The Rosh adds, a Shemati, Pirsha Rosh al Torah, I heard, that not only was there the stones that they made, they also took a sword, Yaakovina took a sword when they made the pact, Lavan and Yaakov, and he was not into the pile of stones, and he said, whoever breaks the pact will be Yisokel the Avonim, and Yidokel Bacherev. So Memela, when he went past the wall, he got the first punishment, Yisokel Bavonim, he banged his leg. Later, when he did too much travel to Klal Yisrael, Pinchas kills him. The pasuk says, Bachorev, as if that sword that we all know about, which one? The one Yaakov Avinu had put in the wall of the pact, and Yedokah Bachorev, because Bilam is Lavan. The Megala Mukha says, the Eidah HaMatzeva, Yaakov, Bilam said, the Matzeva will be a witness if you are over to punish you. The Eidah HaMatzeva, HaMatzeva is Gematria Bilam. Because he's Yaakov talking to Lavan. Lavan, when you later will be called in the Torah, Bilam, you'll be over this pact and you'll get punished. He also says, Vatilchat Esregel Bilam El Hakir, the wall. What's the wall? As if the known wall. The wall that we made the pact on. Okay. In Parshas Vayetze, Rachel steals the trophin from Lavan. She steals his magic equipment. Rashi says, Avodah Zarah, but a lot of Rishonim say it was a thing that he did Kishah with, which would work even against Yaakov Avinu, meaning he'd be able to find out where Yaakov Avinu has run away to. Therefore, Rachel stole it, so he shouldn't be able to map them out. So, why is it called Trophim? The Lashon of Trophim is Turfa, Inyone Ervo, Inyone Aroyas. The way he was masik his ideas of Tumah was by doing arroyos, he'd steep into Tumah and get his ideas. That's very good if Lavan is Bilam, because we know Bilam was Baal HaSoina, and they explain Kufa to be Yoyred into the Tumah to be able to get his Inyone Kishuv. So the Shachar HaTorah says, he doesn't hold Bilam as Lavan, but he says Lavan was his father, but Akaponim it's the same idea. Now it says that Ziknei Moav and Ziknei Midian came to Bilam, and they brought witchcraft with them. They brought kelim of witchcraft. Ksomim biyodom. Says Rashi, why? In case Bilam says, I don't have my tools with me. So, you know, he tries to push off. I don't have my tools with me. I don't have my wand. So they bring with everything. You can't get out of this. The kasha is, if he is the magician, he'll have everything there. How will he ever be able to say, I don't have my tools with me? So Aznayim Torah says, that loy nachash biyakov, that the Ramban says witchcraft doesn't work against Klal Yisrael. They have to bring special tools of Ashba, Shadim, certain things that may work against Klal Yisrael, not the usual. Because the usual doesn't work against Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are above. Okay, so that's a pshat why they had to bring tools. So I wanted to suggest Bederek Efsha, the Bederek Trush we'll call it. If Bilam is Lavan, Rachel stole the trophim from Lavan. Now the trophim we know worked against Eden, because why did Rachel have to steal the trophim? If she wouldn't have stolen it, Rachel thought that Bilam will be able to map out where Yaakov has run to. Bilam will be able to map it out. So you see it works. So even if Loi Nachash be Yaakov, somehow this tool does work against the Eden. So therefore she stole it. No, if she stole it, this was a special tool against the Eden. If she stole it, and Bilam is Lavan, Lavan doesn't have it anymore. He doesn't have it anymore. And he had no reason necessarily to make it because he wasn't amongst the Eden anymore. Now he's about to meet the Eden. So he said, I don't have my tools with me. So they made sure to make all sorts of apparatus that maybe can go against the Eden. Just the Derech Efsha. Okay. If Bilam is Lavan, who is his father? Who is his father? So Kupshutai, Bezuel. And he's the brother of Rivka, we see all over the place. It's a pasuk that's Bezuel. It's a pasuk, Vayelech Padana Aram, Elavon ben Bezuel. The son of Bezuel. I'll tell you, however, there's a pasuk that Yaakov says to the shepherds, Hayidatim is Lavan ben Nocho. The son of Nocho is the father of Bezuel. Okay, so you can say Bnei Bonim or Enke Bonim. This way's out. The Medrash Rabba says that Kemuel, who is the son of Nocho, a brother of Besuel, is called Kemuel because he's Kom Neged Umar Shal Kael, and he is Lavan according to the Medrash Rabba, and he is Bilam according to the Yalkut Shemoni. That's not such a stira because we're saying Bilam is Lavan. But Kaponim, he's Kemuel, a brother of Besuel. So how do we reconcile the two? Is he a son of Besuel, or is he a son of Nocho? So I'm not going into this barichas because there's more to say, but there's two mahalchim. I'm not going into the whys. One mahalach is that he was adopted by Besuel, and that's why he's called Ben. The Mepharshim explain, we're not going to go into it, but he was adopted by Besuel, but he was really the son of Nochar and Milcah. He was Kemuel. Or, when the Medrash says he was Kemuel, it's just taking the title Kemuel that he was Kom Neged Umar Shokel, that he fought the Jewish nation. So he gets the same name as that Kemuel, the son of Nochar, but he's not actually that Kemuel. He's someone else. He's the son of Besuel. That's what the Rekeach says. Okay. We have a Gemara in Sanhedrin. This is where we're going to get stuck. A Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuvav on the base. A min said to Rav Chanina, have you ever heard how old Bilam was? So how old was Bilam? So Rav Chanina says, it doesn't say anywhere, but I've got an idea. It says in Tehillim, Anshei domim umirmo, lo yechtzu yemeihem. Rishoyim, they won't live half their lifespan. So it was either, won't even live half. So it was either 33 or 34. So the min says, you're right, I saw in a Pinkus that he was 33 years old. Very gishmak, by the way, the Magala Mukus and Ben Yehuda point out that in the pact, Yaakovinu said, Gal Aid. The pile will be an aid. Gal is 33. When you're 33 is when you'll be over this pact. Freit Rashi, how could he be 33? He was doch in the Eitzah in Mitzrayim. So he was over 210 years old, besides for the 40 years in the Midbar. Even when Mitzrayim 210 years old, he gave the Eitzah to Paroi. He was very old. How could he be 33? Says Rashi, it's two different Manda Omrim. There's one Manda Omar, he lived 33 years old. He wasn't in the Eitz of Mitzrayim. And there's one Manda Omar, that he lived a long life, and he was in the Eitz of Mitzrayim. My question is, what's going on? Lefi, the Shlo HaKadosh. If the Shlo HaKadosh says that Rashi is a Torah, so let's go back. If we say Lavan is the father of Bilam, and we have no kashas. Rashi had a question, that Bilam, even if he's not Lavan, but he lived 210 years because he was in Mitzrayim. So Rashi had a fair kasha, and he answers, Machlokas. But if you goyrus like the Shlom, that Bilam is Lavan, then he lived much more than 200 years. He was before they went down to Mitzrayim. So why doesn't Rashi ask, the Gemara says earlier he's Lavan, he lived hundreds of years ago. Why does Rashi only ask from the time he was in the eighth of Mitzrayim? So, L'chairo would be mashma bit that this Torah Sofer in Rashi is a Torah Sofer. Yeah? Meaning that it is the father of Bilam, and not that Bilam is Lavan. So, the Shlo HaKadosh elsewhere answers this dilemma. In Matzah Shmura, in Maseches Pesachim, in Vehisha Omdo, he explains that when it says Arami Obed Ovi, Vayered Mitzrayimo, it means, we always understand, Arami Obed Ovi, Lavan tried to kill Klal Yisrael, Vayered Mitzrayimo, we went down to Mitzrayim. He says, no. Aram Yovidov Ilovan tried to destroy Klal Yisrael. Vayeri Mitzrayim, he continued on a destructive path, and he went down to Mitzrayim. As we know, if Bilam is Lavan, he was in the eighth side of Mitzrayim. Then he says, but you'll ask Akasha, that he says the Mekubalim say, that there's no Gilgal by Goyim. Okay, leaving Matan Torah, but that's what he said. There's no Gilgal by Goyim. If so, how could it be that Bilam, who was the eighth of in Mitzrayim, was a Gilgal of Lavan? That can't be. It's a negative cloud. There's no Gilgulim by Goyim. On that, the Haggadah carries on. Vayered, onos apia dibu. Here was a special Xeris HaKosov, that Bilam should be a Gilgal of Lavan. So now we have news. We understood till now, Bilam is literally Lavan. So we had a Kasha, that Rashi should have gone back hundreds of years and said Lavan was not 33 years old, he was very old. But Rashi doesn't ask that. You know why? Because Bilam was Lavan only by Gilgal. So Lavan, the years of Lavan don't count in the years of Bilam. So Rashi asked that Bilam was either 33 or he was in Mitzrayim. That he was a reincarnation of Bilam, of Lavan, that's a different story. So far we have either Bilam is literally Lavan, or we have Bilam is a Gilgal of Lavan. And now we're going to have a third pshat. The Ben Yehuda brings that Arizal says that in the first year in Yetzias Mitzrayim, the children of Bilam, called Yanus and Yambrus, they made the Egel. Okay, they made the Egel. Whatever you Yashar the Pesukim, they made the Egel. The Arizal also holds of the Shitta that Bilam only lived 33 years. He only lived 33 years. Pashas, he wasn't in Mitzrayim. How do you put the two together? If he was in the 40th year in the Midbar, Bilam was trying to curse Klal Yisrael, he wasn't born yet when his children made the Eger. So, he explains, this is something I don't understand, but the Maralbach says, you're not meant to be doyrish about Gilgulim, but the Magal HaMukah says, by Bilam, you're allowed to, because the Gemara says, Kol Masha to doyrish, by Bilam, drash, you should be dash, whatever it is to answer the kashas. He says, even Torah are Gilgulim. So I'll just tell you what the Ben Yehuda says. The Ben Yehuda says that Bilam Avada lived in the time, there's no machloikas. Bilam lived in the time of Mitzrayim, he was in the 8th of Tepara. He gave the 8th of Tepara. So he lived 210 years. He had children called Yanus and Yambrus. In the first year in the Midbar, they made the Egel. Fine. 6 or 7 years into his life in the Midbar, came a Gilgul Mechaim. Now we always understand Gilgul is, a person is born a Gilgul. There's another thing, where there's an attachment of a different soul into a living person. Not a Dibuk, a Gilgul. So 6 or 7 years into the Midbar, after he was over 210 years old, and after his children had made the Egel, Lavan, the Nefesh of Lavan, attached himself to Bilam. Now he says, the Arizal says, when that happens, there's a new Psak of life. He starts his life again. So he gets Paskin 70 years. So he was meant to live 70 years. 33 years later, he tries to curse Klal Yisrael. So he gets the Pasuk of Anshe Domim Mir Moloyech to Yomeyem. So he dies at 33 because he shouldn't get to over half his years. So Mamela, he lived 210 and a few more years, but Bilam. And then Lavan was this Galgal boy. And he turned into, well, he got also Lavan attached to him, a new Psikas Chayim. On that life, he only lived 33 years. It's not a stira. He lived 210 and lived 33. Says the Megala Amukas, Eida HaGal Hazeh, Gal Eid is a remez. Gal Eid, when you'll be a Gilgal, and when you'll be 33.
But we're saying 210 years...
Was Bilam. He was Bilam. That was natural. Bilam. Yeah.
It's also a long time to live in those days.
Yeah, yeah. In a Chanami. All right, Rashi, you see Rashi without going to... Yeah. Yeah. Faket, they asked... No, they asked Faket that the Eitzah wasn't necessarily the day they walked into Mitzrayim. It was around the days that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, which was only 80 years before you see his Mitzrayim. No, again, yeah, you're right. That's if he's Lavan. But we're taking on now, I didn't put that down. We're taking on now not necessarily that Bilam is not Lavan. Bilam is not Lavan. So, let's say, so Lavan was Yaakov Shver. Bilam was in Mitzrayim, however he got there, whoever he is. A new person, no shayfas to Lavan. And then, after Mitzrayim, in the Midbar, Lavan joins him as a Gilgal. Okay, now let's come back to Akasha. The Tzitz Eliezer asked, Arami Oved Ovi, Vayered Mitzrayimo. What is the shaykhus between Lavan and Vayered Mitzrayimo? So it's not Toshua already, the Shlah already has touched on it, and says, Arami Oved Ovi, Arami Lavan tried to destroy us, Vayered, and he went down to Mitzrayim to continue his destructive path. But the Tzitz Eliezer adds a knetch. He says, we know now Shittas Lavan. Shittas Lavan is to destroy Klal Yisrael, Zachor and the Kefa, everyone. And Memela, when he goes down to Mitzrayim, he doesn't tell Paroi, oh, just kill the Tzorim because of Moshe and Shal Yisrael, so Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't be saved. Avada, what he told Paroi was that everyone should die. And like the Talmud Menes Ben Ezion in this week's Sedra says, that Pinchas told him, you wanted Lemoivada Zarad Yisrael, you wanted to destroy Zarad Yisrael. So now we understand that Goda. Lavan bekeish la'akas ha'koil. Or part of God, it's all part of the Chesed Hashem. That Lavan in the Eitzah, not only when he was Lavan, when he came down to Mitzrayim, he was Bikish Lakas HaKoil. He kept on his shitter. He was Zichah Bikish Lakas HaKoil. Now Paroi, he wasn't Maskim. He was only Maskim, Moshe and Shel Yisrael. He still held that he wants the Jewish nation as his slaves. So that's Bilam. Going over to Balak. Balak is the grandfather of Rus. Balak is the grandfather of Rus. The Gemara says, "V'schus is kabonus." He had Rus, and that's why he says, "Lecha na ora li." He says, "The Bilam cursed me that I shouldn't have David HaMelech coming from me, who was nimshel to an Arya, and that's why he's lecha na ora li. Ora li is la Arya. Yeah, he cursed the Arya. David HaMelech is nimshel chazal to an Arya, a mighty lion. He said, curse the lion that's coming from me." He also says, "Ki otzim hu, he's strong me many from me. Make sure he doesn't come." With that, we can understand a bit why Zimri did Znus with Bas Balak, because he knew that Mashiach is coming from Benois Moav, and Bas Balak, he didn't get it far off, because from Balak came Mashiach, so he was Miska, and it said, that the Kabbalah, the Igra de Pirka said, that the Kabbalah, that somehow the from the Benois Moav, there come Besesa to be taken out of them, the Mashiach, so there's Ephesus Mahalach on those lines, that was the Kabbalah of Zimri, obviously he got it wrong. The Shlach HaKadosh, with this we finish, the Shlach HaKadosh says that it comes out, Bilam is the grandfather of Klal Yisrael, he is Lavan, he's the grandfather of Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, we have Balak, who's also the grandfather of Mashiach. So we have the top of Klal Yisrael, Midrash Isa, they are the Spitzklola of the Goyim, the head of the Umos, Balak was the king of Moab, and Bilam was the Rosh Umos. So they were the Spitzklola, we'll call them, and they were trying to be Mekal and Klal Yisrael. And their klolus that they tried to do was ne'epach lebrocha. So here we have it, that this is their mehus. He says, it's very gishmak that their klola turned into a brocha. Because their mehus is klola, they're the Rosh Umos, Midrash Gisa, they're the grandparents of Klal Yisrael. Their klola that turns into brocha. Therefore, it's just right that their klolus that they tried to give turned into brochas.